The United States has introduced sweeping changes to its non-immigrant visa policies for four African countries, Cameroon, Ethiopia, Ghana, and Nigeria, significantly limiting the duration and conditions under which most citizens from these nations can enter the country. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. According to the U.S. State Department, nearly all non-immigrant and non-diplomatic visas issued to nationals of the four countries will now be single-entry and valid for only 3 months. This marks a sharp departure from previous visa terms, which often allowed for multiple entries over a period of 2 years or more. The new restrictions are part of what the State Department calls a global reciprocity realignment, aimed at aligning visa policies with how U.S. citizens are treated by foreign governments. Nigeria pushes back. The Nigerian government has strongly rejected the notion that the U.S. move is based on true reciprocity. Presidential spokesman Bayo Onanuga stated on Thursday that Nigeria currently offers five-year, multiple-entry visas to American citizens, not the short-term, single-entry e-visas some reports suggest. The U.S. government's claim of reciprocity does not accurately reflect the actual situation, Onanuga said, urging Washington to reconsider the new policy. Other countries respond. Ghana's government confirmed it had issued over 28,500 multiple-entry visas to U.S. citizens this year alone and expressed hope for an early resolution to the matter. Ghana also voiced firm solidarity with citizens affected by the U.S. decision. Authorities in Cameroon and Ethiopia have not yet commented. However, available data indicates U.S. citizens can typically receive visas valid for up to 1 year in Cameroon and 90 days in Ethiopia. Concerns over impact. The Nigerian government warned that the new rules could damage long-standing cultural and educational exchanges. Nigeria is Africa's leading source of international students to the U.S., according to the 2024 Open Doors report, which showed a 13.5% increase in Nigerian student enrollment from the previous year. Speculation over political motives. Some commentators suggest that the decision may be politically motivated. Bashir Ahmad, a former aide to ex-President Muhammadu Buhari, linked the policy shift to President Bola Tinubu's participation in the BRICS summit in Brazil, speculating that the U.S. is uncomfortable with Nigeria's increasing ties to emerging powers. This is not solely about reciprocity. It appears to reflect growing U.S. discomfort with Nigeria's global realignment, Ahmad posted on X. Legal perspective, just diplomacy. However, immigration lawyer Godwin Oak offered a different view, describing the move as a textbook case of diplomatic reciprocity. He told the BBC that visa policies are often adjusted to reflect how one country treats the citizens of another. It was only a matter of time before the imbalance was addressed, Oak said, noting that the US had long offered Nigerians five-year visas, while receiving far shorter terms in return. Security and overstay concerns. In March, the U.S. Embassy in Nigeria warned that visa overstays could result in permanent travel bans or criminal prosecution. While official overstay statistics are not publicly available, this remains a key issue in U.S. immigration policy. The State Department says its visa policies are under continuous review, and could change based on evolving diplomatic, security, and immigration considerations. As part of broader efforts to tighten visa vetting, the U.S. now requires all foreign applicants to submit their social media profiles for screening, checking for signs of hostility toward U.S. institutions or values. Broader pattern of restriction. The move follows even stricter action last month, when the U.S. suspended all visa issuance, immigrant and non-immigrant, for citizens of Eritrea, Somalia, and Sudan, citing security and cooperation concerns. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.